Two years ago, he gave a token of power to a wild, a fruitful, all of the things. each Sunday, or perhaps each day. Those who have heard the explanation have urged its recording so that you might hear it, and thus become familiar with what is happening at the altar during the Mass.
We are in the choir loft above the entrance to St. Cecilia's. There is a clear view of the altar. You can hear that the church is well filled with worshippers. They have come here to Mass, to adore God, to thank God, to ask God's help, and to satisfy for our sins. That is the signal for the entrance of the priest. We all stand. Street dress of people living almost 19 centuries ago. He wears a cross on his back to recall how our Lord carried his cross for our sins, our own personal sins. As the priest ascends the steps of the altar, we can picture to ourselves our Lord struggling up the hill of Calvary on the first Good Friday. The priest places the chalice, a gold cup, on the altar, and goes the side of the altar to arrange the book from which he will read the prayer of the Mass. Many of the prayers of the Mass are taken from the Bible, remarkable proof for our witness of the respect Catholics have for the Bible. Now, going to the center of the altar, the priest pauses one moment, bows his head. He is recalling to mind the intention for which he is about to offer this Mass to God. The Mass may be offered for a deceased person, or for the health, or some other intention of a living person. The priest goes to the bottom of the altar steps and begins the Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I will go to the altar of God, to God who gives joy to my youth. I feel sad because of my sins, but you, O God, will free me of them and of all that is evil. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Priest announced I can confess your prayers. Please confess them to God, to the Blessed Mother, crushed by the enormity of his sins. He is bowed over in sorrow and shame as he confesses the sins. He is pleading that God overlook his unworthiness and allow him to offer the death of our Lord on the cross once more for his own sins and the sins of everyone in the congregation.
Some people think that there are some changes in it. All during these years, people have grasped the strong. Change in tactics have led people to think, well, now they're becoming more mature, men of the Kremlin. They've gotten through the violent stages of the revolution. They recognize this won't work. They're now modifying their program. Probably they'll be over here asking us to help them one day against communist China. All these straws which we grasp at, we've looked, we've yearned, we've prayed, we've maneuvered, we've bargained, we've tried to bribe, but we haven't found one. Well, you say, what would you demand as evidence? Two things. When they introduced their resolution, as Khrushchev did at the United Nations last fall, he introduces his anti-colonial resolution, saying that it is the sacred duty of the United Nations to restore independence to all peoples who have been deprived of their independence in Asia and Africa. Just add that to your this would be. If he would agree the word for the independence of the 100 million people in Eastern Europe who are not Russian and who were included in his colonial empire.
Religion and despair were set on the way.
The old colonial empires have freed 900 million people with almost no bloodshed
and to
in this period since the war, while he pulled 900 million people
as the
into
more,
the coolest
they
empire
the saints
of all time.
Today,
guiltily, he diverts attention from his colonial system by shouting about the evils of the other colonial systems, which are all but gone. Why does he
now,
have
the center of the order?
He said to Mr. Nixon, because he passed the Captive Nations Resolution, reaffirming that we were not going to accept the permanent enslavement of human beings. He said to Nixon, what do these people look unhappy? Well, then why does he let them hope?
Joy and thanksgiving for God's love. Praise him by
no
seeing in all that happens to you his kindness, his provost, his
blessing. That somewhere between 300 and 800 human beings
following our fervent plea for mercy, Kyrie eleison, will proclaim to the four corners of the world the glories of the mercy of God.
We
use the words of angels to sing the praises of God. Gloria in
this
excelsis Deo.
Turn
to the people in his
servant's
hands.
A second deed would be this. If the communists would announce in a dependable way that they had abandoned their program of world conquest instead of reaffirming it as they did on December 1st, that's the very opposite of what they are doing. No, there isn't a shred of evidence of any change. There can't be any change until they abandon abandon their life work. I saw the Chinese communists beginning with nothing, and I had many of them as patients, and I was under them for 8 months, as far back as 1930. There's no new thing in the picture. They never wavered when they didn't have but the faintest glimpse of hope. Now they've got parity, at least in the world, something superiority, and they're supposed to abandon the thing they've worked at with total dedication all these years when victory is within sight. It's fantastic. For people
there
to
may be several of these prayers,
and yet every day
mass,
I read papers or listen to the radio where somebody professes to see some softening or change.
When the college
why can't they abandon their program of world conquest? Because they've got a doctrine. They've got a doctrine.
In the early days of the church,
the world doctrine requires world control. Why do they have to control the world?
Dr. Bosch
will explain that. All kinds of things will explain.
Sometimes,
because they want peace.
Wrote the Christian people based on missions a brief year of explanation.
They want peace and friendship. Peace and friendship.
The service of Christian worship.
Why do they have to conquer the world then if they want peace? Because history had always gone according to a law.
Of the
and Karl Marx discovered it, and it was this, that you never can have peace as long as anybody owns private property.
The mass birthday of our Lord is a portion of a letter written by
because there'll always be inevitably, inescapably,
Titus, who was in charge of. Did you ever see a lassie, a lassie, a lassie? Did you ever see a lassie go this way and that? Go this way and that way and this way and that way. Did you ever see a lassie go this way and that? Now a boy goes in the middle and we skip to the right. Did you ever see a laddie, a laddie, a laddie? Did you ever see a laddie go this way and that? Go this way and that way and this way and that way. Did you ever see a laddie go this way and that? Around the village, let us form a circle.
Thank you. We'll be right back.